nation and the direction that we see our country going in as a whole. And I trust that you are too. I feel like that the people of this church are concerned about the direction and destiny of our country of America. Amen. And we work and we labor and we toil and we sweat and endeavoring sometimes to try to make ends meet and acquire something of this world's substance to for our families. And then we turn around and we see the direction our country's going in. We wonder how long our liberty just to live is going to be. Hello. Our liberty to worship God as Christians. Amen. We wonder how long. Are you concerned about America? I want to tell you, I love America. Amen. I love America. A great country. Brother Hale, why don't we come tonight and lead us in the pledges. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need the help of God in America.
Amen. Everybody stand. We want to read tonight from, starting with tonight, from two separate scripture settings. One in Psalms 106 and verse 3, and then we want to go to the book of Isaiah chapter 59 and verses 9 through 15. Amen. Amen. Psalms 106 and verse 3. Why don't we just start with verse 1 and read down through verse 3, if you will. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Verse 3, blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. If you would allow me tonight, there is another translation of verse 3 that I think helps us to broaden our perspective of that verse. And it goes like this: blessed are they who maintain justice, who constantly do what is right. Amen. Now, that doesn't change what is in that verse 3 in the King James. It just broadens our perspective and enlightens us a little better with that meaning, who constantly do that which is right. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 59, beginning with verse 9, we want to read down through verse 15, if you will. Amen. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity; for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, in departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth falleth, yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Amen. That's quite a scripture text tonight. It really is. I don't know how you followed along in those scripture readings, but it's quite a few verses there. Amen. As we realized where we are in the American culture. Amen. We have greatly departed from what we started out to be. Hello. We have greatly strayed away from what God intended and designed for America to be. I want to say tonight, I'm not down on America. It is still the greatest nation on earth. But the direction that we are presently going is going to lead us back into tragedy. Gross sin and deep iniquity. Amen. I was thinking just a few days ago about these verses of Scripture, and I had read them and read them again and again and again, and I have several different translations of the Scripture at home and in my study. I have Moffitt's translation, I have the Amplified edition, and several others as well, and wanted to benefit as much as I could from what God's Word says to us here. Amen. And I am amazed to understand, when I read these verses of Scripture, it makes me realize that America has lost her way. Hello. America has lost her way. Amen. And if people become confused about what they believe, then they lose focus. They have lost any sense of direction. Amen. I find that true not only in our American culture, but I find that true in the church world. I find that true in individuals' lives. All you have to do is just stand back some time and observe. Amen. And watch and see how people's lives take a turn. And you wonder, why in the world did they do that? What caused them to go in that direction? Why did they, come on here, why did they bust up? What caused it? And then it dawned on me, amen, they have become confused about what they believe. When a nation becomes confused about what she believes, it loses its direction. When a church, hear me, when a church becomes confused about what we believe, amen, we lose our entire focus of why we are even having church. We forget that we're, amen, come on here, we are heading for eternity. We're going to stand before God. We have lost all sense of direction. And we as individual people, Amen. When we get to the point after a while where we become so confused, we hear, amen, so many different preachers preaching so many different things, and so many churches believing so many different things. And come on, am I preaching to you right here already? Amen. We have lost our focus as to what we are doing and why we are here. Amen. We have lost our direction because we have become confused in trying to decide what is right and what is wrong. Amen. This one says this is right. Another one, amen, says this is right, and this is directly contrary to what this group says. And we have become confused in American culture as to what is right. Amen. And come on here. I'm preaching to you this evening from these verses of Scripture about our nation that has lost our sense of direction. Amen. We have thrown away the value system in our American culture. And when we have done that, then we have nothing to measure the standard of conduct for people to live by. Amen. You cannot, come on here, you cannot prosecute, amen, somebody for stealing just because the law in itself says thou shalt not steal. But we have thrown away the value system. We no longer allow the Bible to be exhibited in a courtroom. We no longer allow the Ten Commandments to be, amen, read in a court of law. We no longer allow, amen, the Bible to be addressed in the school classroom. Amen, we have destroyed the value system of which this country, amen, was founded on, the principles, amen, of which our forefathers laid out the Constitution. Amen, amen. Are y'all listening to me? And the Bill of Rights. Do you understand, amen, that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of America is founded upon scriptural text? And when we destroy the foundation, then our Constitution and bylaws mean nothing. It has no footing under it. It has no depth to it. It has nothing but sinking sand. Amen. In whatever whim that comes, amen, by judicial system. Amen. Come on here. Amen. The populace by demand, amen, will rise up and demand that the judicial system change because our culture of value system has changed. Amen, Brother Savage. Hallelujah. That could be perhaps better explained in this wonderful country of America as we move away from the Judeo-Christian, amen, underpinnings which we have been founded on as America. Amen. Until we come to the standard by which we determine right and wrong. Amen. And it's a blurred judicial system. We cannot determine what's right. Amen. What's right in your eyes may not be what's right in her eyes. What's right in her eyes may not be what's right in your eyes. And we have no standard of value system. Come on here. Amen. Amen. If we are not building upon the rock, we are building upon sinking sand as a nation. Amen. And when we do that, we have destroyed the principle of what is right and what is wrong. And when we destroy the principle of what is right and what is wrong, amen, then everything gets out of focus and everything is blurred. And everybody does that which is right in their own eyes. And nobody has the right to say you are wrong. And nobody has the right to say I'm right and everybody else is wrong. Amen. Because we have destroyed the value system.
Hallelujah. How else can you explain the Menendez trial? Boys
amen, killed their mother and father and confessed that they did in cold-blooded, premeditated murder.
Come on.
Help me here. And our judicial system has failed us because our value system, of which the judicial system was based on, is no longer there. And I was amazed and even appalled at the newscast. And when a poll was taken, come on here, I'm preaching to you. When a poll was taken by the American people, amen, there were a great number of women, amen, in America that said that if they had the chance, they would trash their own husbands and marry one of those boys. That's where we are in our American culture.
Somebody say amen tonight. Don't y'all fall out with me here. I'm trying to get us to understand America is in trouble.
We have lost our sense of direction. Amen. In America. Amen. And if the revival does not return to the churches, I want to tell you, amen, we are only one church out of tens of thousands of churches in America. Amen. But as a whole, amen, so goes the churches, so goes the nation. Amen. And the indictment in the judicial system of America is an indictment against the church, amen, of America, because we have lost the principle of what is right and what is wrong. Amen. Because we have destroyed, amen, the Word of God from among us. People in, great God, help me here. When people in church get mad at you for preaching the truth, amen, it is a moral breakdown in the fiber of American society.
How else can you explain in Los Angeles when hundreds of people lined the road to cheer a man that was accused of killing his own wife that bore his own children? Thousands of people lined the street and cheered him on while the police force was after him, endeavoring to apprehend him, and they were screaming and shouting to the top of their voice, "Run! Run, O.J., run!" What is happening in America?
The Bible tells us in this 59th chapter of Isaiah, truth has fallen in the streets.
Amen.
Amen. And then the Bible said in this 15th verse that I read to you, that God saw it, the Lord saw it, and He was sore displeased.
Amen. It might be great fun to say, run, O.J., run, but it is a tragedy in America.
It is a tragedy in America. Amen. When our streets are looted, amen, and our stores are burned to the ground. I'm preaching to y'all tonight. It is a tragedy in America. Amen. Help me here. When our own populace takes the advantage, amen, and riots in our streets, amen, and they think that they are okay and it's right to, amen, pillage the stores and, amen, steal somebody else's property and murder, and it's all under the guise of riot, and when riot breaks out, it's okay to do anything. I want to tell you, it is still wrong. It is still sin to kill. It is, come on here, it is still sin to rob. It is still sin to take something that does not belong to you. It is still sin to hit another man in the head with a brick. Amen. It is still, come on here. Amen. It is still wrong. Amen. By the standard of God's holy word.
Amen. God, help us to return to the principles of this book. The transformation of values is appearing in American society. Interpretations of right and wrong are being compromised under the guise of individual rights, grievance groups, races. I am not a racist. Come on here. I am not a racist. But it does not matter what the color of your skin is. If you, come on here, if you are wrong, you are wrong. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah.
You see, it's not who, it's not what you know these days, it's who you know. It depends upon how much money you got. If you've got enough money, you can get out of any jam. Come on here. Hey man, if you know enough people, hey man, you'll never pull one day of time in the penitentiary at all. Hey man, if you know the right strings to pull. Hey man, I'm telling you, it is a travesty in the judicial system in America. Hey man, we must return to the Word of God and what it teaches. Hey man, if we don't, we will die as a nation. Amen, preacher. I said, amen, preacher. If this trend continues, we will cease to be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If there is not a revival to the Bible, amen, principles of righteousness and holiness, amen. I want to tell you, in a few short months, there will be a revolution in this country. And we will go under a dictatorship. I didn't have that wrote down, but that's it. Because our underpinnings depends upon whether we believe what this Bible says or not. Amen. Amen. If people become confused about what they believe, they lose their focus and everything is blurred. That's the reason in the last, amen, decade here in America, amen, come on, amen, we hear a lot about gray area. Amen, come on. Everything used to be either right or wrong, black or white. Now we're living in a culture where we talk about gray areas. It's neither right nor wrong. And we have a wider spectrum of a gray area than we do right and wrong. Amen. We don't even have the ability to think. Amen. In our mentality. Amen. Faculties. Amen. What is right? Matter of fact, in some areas of the country, it's dangerous to say what is wrong. And they already have a bill in Congress to make it a law. If you publicly, including churches, speak against homosexuals and adultery and cheating and lying, you can go to jail. Amen. But people can pillage and rob and steal and commit adultery and fornication. Amen. And murder. Come on here. And beatings and brutality, and never pull one day in a jail cell. Because our judicial system has lost its underpinnings. Amen. We have destroyed the Bible. Amen. Truth has fallen in the streets. Amen. We trample it under our feet. Amen. We have no concept of God.
Amen. Help me, help me, help me, help me now. Amen. Do you understand tonight that America has lost her direction? Amen. And God help us at Massanova Pentecostal Church. Amen. To read this Bible and believe what it says. Amen. You don't always have to understand what it says, but we must believe what it says and believe that it is right.
So justice is far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but all is darkness. We look for brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Amen. Like the blind man can't see, looking for a doorway, and don't know which direction the exit is. Amen. He can't see anything at all, and he tries to feel his way along. That's where we are in America. God help us to never get that way in our church. Somebody say amen. Amen. I want to tell you something tonight. An ever-increasing number of Americans, amen, think of themselves as a victim of society. Scratching and clawing to defend their rights. It's because of the American cultural system that I am the way I am. Amen. Come on here. It's because of amen, the laws of the land is the reason that I'm driven to this passion that I've got to break the law. My mother beat me when I was a child, and that's the reason I turned out to be, amen, a horrible, heinous murderer and killer. And we do not want to accept the responsibility of our own action and conduct in America. And we want to make ourselves a victim. I'm preaching right tonight. Amen. And we blame it on the preacher. Come on here. And we say if the preacher wasn't so hard, so-and-so would still be in church. If the church didn't stand so hard against certain issues and certain sins and certain worldly pleasures, more people would go to church. I want to tell you, amen, help me here. Amen, that's where we are in the American culture. Amen, we have no sense of direction. We have lost our way. We are blurred. We are confused. We do not understand. I am a victim. If it wasn't for my wife, I wouldn't have had to went to some other woman to get my passion satisfied. You lousy scoundrel. If it wasn't for the fact that I don't make as much money as somebody else makes, and I couldn't go, amen, to McDonald's as often, amen, as somebody else goes, I wouldn't have been driven to rob a bank. Ourselves the victim, and everybody else is wrong. And poor little me, that is the attitude of the American society. We have lost our direction. We have lost our way. If the preacher hadn't been so dogmatic, if he just hadn't hammered away and hammered away and hammered away, amen, amen, maybe I would have straightened up my life. You wouldn't have done no such a thing. The preacher forced you to make a decision. And you, sir, made the decision. You, lady, you, ma'am, you are the one that made the decision. Don't try to blame the preacher for your conduct and behavior and your choices. You made the choice. If it
hadn't have been for this and that, I wouldn't have had to go to hell. You are not the victim. You are the chooser. We are living in a society where everybody is against everybody, because everybody is a victim. I want to get close on this. I want to get real close. We have a Christian school. This is our, 14th year? 14th year is a Christian school. At some point in time, every parent has had the emotional feeling, they're after my kid. My kid is the victim. Somebody else's fault. I lost your next one. And so we have developed a mentality in America. Amen. Blacks against blacks. Blacks against white. Amen. It's haves against have-nots. Hello? Amen. Amen. It's men against women. It's women against men. Men's rights, women's rights. Amen. Kids' rights. Everybody's against each other and at each other's throat. Everybody is a victim. I'm losing some of you on what I'm preaching tonight. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. But that's the culture that we have come to in America. We have lost our way. Amen, amen. It's liberals against conservatives. Amen. It's homosexuals against, amen, activists against the straights, if you will. Amen. It's Jews against Muslims. Amen. It's Catholics against Christian Protestants. Amen. And it goes on and on and on. And it's children against parents, and parents against children, and husband against wife, and wife against husband, and preacher against congregation, and board against the preacher, and around the circle goes, and it's a vicious circle, and everybody's a victim, and we are destroying our own selves. America will never fall from the sword of another country. We will fall from within, because everybody is against everybody. America is the strongest nation on earth. There is no nation on the face of the earth that can match our military capabilities. Amen. We have the greatest technology in the world. We export technology around the world, and every country of the world is affected by the technology of made in America. We have the best medical system, amen, amen, in the world. People come from every nation on the face of this earth, amen, to get medical attention in America. Amen. But we are crumbling. We are crumbling and rotting and decaying from within our own selves. I see the same thing happening in the church world and among ministers and preachers. Amen. Everybody is fighting each other. Everybody is against somebody else. Somebody else is against me. He don't like me and I don't like him. Amen. This preacher against that preacher. This group against that group. This church against that church. Come on here. This member against that member. Amen. Until we are destroying ourselves with our own selves. We are eating and devouring one another, and we are being consumed of our own selves in American church, if you will. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Am I preaching to you right today? Amen. Amen. We had a famous president of 1854, I believe it was, amen, that quoted from the Bible, and he quoted the verse of Scripture, amen, from Mark 3 and 24, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And I want to tell you, we will not stand long as a nation, amen, unless we have a revival of the good Word of God. We will not be able to stand long as a church, amen, unless there is a revival of brotherhood and love and affection, amen, and long-suffering and patience for one another. Wow.
And it's true, a house divided against itself will not stand. Yet we are hopelessly fractured. Everybody's got an axe to grind. And everybody's got, amen, poison venom to spew out. I'm preaching good. And everybody is mad as a dog. And they're striking and pulling and picking and scratching. Amen. For my rights. I have rights. I'll have you to know. Children have rights. Wives have rights. Husbands have rights. And everybody's a victim. And we are crumbling from within in the American church as well as a nation. Woo! Help me, Lord. I want to tell you, we need a revival. We need a revival. We need a revival. And the devil, amen, the devil is taking advantage of the situation in America, government and American society. Amen. The devil is taking advantage of the conditions in the American church, and he's having a heyday, if you will, and he is rendering the church powerless. Amen. Because we are consumed of our own desires for our own rights. Everybody is a victim of everybody else, and we are scratching at each other. Amen. God did not tell us to come on here. Amen. God did not tell us to get out in the streets. Amen. I'm preaching to you tonight. Amen. And strike against the church members across the aisleway. No. Amen. He told us to love one another as Christ loved the church. I am moved to tears in my heart for how the direction our country is going. And we must pray. We must pray for a revival in our own hearts. We must pray for a revival in our own church. And then we'll be in position to pray for a revival in our beloved nation. Come, Brother Hale. Marcia. One more time. We're going to do it all over again. Do you feel like you'd like to pray for this great nation? While we're singing it, why don't you just make your way out of your seat and come. I've never had a service like this before. Let's pray for America. Let's pray for our church.
Let's pray for our own families. Let's pray for ourselves. Sweet home God, bless America, my home. Sweet home God, bless America, my home. Sweet
sure about that.